Mr. President, while I was chairing a Judiciary Committee meeting today, I received notice of the Supreme Court's ruling this morning, Boumediene versus Bush. Mr. President, I normally don't come to the floor to talk about Supreme Court rulings, whether I agree or disagree with them. But this one is of fundamental importance, and I want to take just a moment. We Americans know there's nothing more fundamental than the right of habeas corpus. It was part of our reason in fighting a revolution. We knew that we could preserve the right of habeas corpus. We preserved it through two world wars. We have preserved it as something that has set us apart from so many other countries around the world. This administration has tried to erode this fundamental right of habeas corpus more than all administrations put together in the history of the country. And in three separate decisions, a conservative U.S. Supreme Court in recent years has rejected this administration's erosion of the fundamental rights of habeas corpus. I applaud the Supreme Court for doing that, because these protections set the United States apart from those who wish to harm us. This decision echoes earlier court opinions that have solidified our constitutional system of checks and balances. The administration has rolled back essential rights that have long guided our nation's conscience. The administration has acted as though the president alone can decide the rights of Americans. It has kept us strong as a nation, Mr. President. In the time we fought a revolution, when King George of England wanted to say that. But we fought that revolution to say that we will protect our own rights and we will set up three branches of government to do that, especially an independent federal judiciary. Today's Supreme Court decision in Boumediene versus Bush is a stinging rebuke of the Bush administration's flawed detention policies. It's a vindication for those who've also argued from the beginning that it was unwise as well as unconstitutional. As I said, the Supreme Court has given a stinging rebuke of the Bush administration's flawed detention policies. A majority of the court has ruled the provisions in the 2006 Military Commissions Act, which were designed to strip away all habeas rights for detainees held at Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. They've said that's unconstitutional. The court has ruled that the constitutional right to habeas corpus extends to territories, including Guantanamo Bay, where the United States exercises de facto control. The court further held that the administration's detention procedures were constitutionally inadequate, and those detainees who have been determined to be unlawful enemy combatants are entitled to seek habeas relief in federal courts. The court's 5-4 decision sustains a long-held, I might say bipartisan, belief that I and others have always maintained. Congress made a grave error when, for the first time in its history, it voted to strip habeas corpus rights instead of leaving in place hopelessly flawed procedures to determine whether detainees can be held indefinitely with no meaningful court review, merely by the president's decree. Mr. President, I've said many times on the floor of this Senate that we are the conscience of the nation. The Senate can be and should be the conscience of the nation. Certainly part of that conscience is to uphold our Constitution. It's easy to uphold our Constitution when we see no threats on the horizon. It is more difficult, but even more important, to uphold it when we do see threats on the horizon. And so Congress, as I said, made a grave error in trying to diminish habeas corpus. Mr. President, the great writ The great writ of habeas corpus protects you, it protects me, it protects all 300 million Americans, it protects people who look to the United States to be a beacon of freedom. Mr. President, I yield the floor and suggest the absence of a quorum.
Clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Akaka.